On today's show, BMW lays out its plans for electric cars. Audi tells suppliers it's going to rate them on sustainability. And the UK catches Germany in new car sales. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, to read the headlines, you'd think that Europe is in a terrible mess. Brexit, high unemployment, refugees running rampant. But when it comes to car sales, Europe is starting to look quite healthy. The European Automobile Manufacturers Association reports that light vehicle sales rose 8.4% in the first quarter. In March, they were up more than 11%. So the market is gaining momentum. And here's something that completely escaped our notice. The UK almost caught up to Germany in total car sales. There were 844,000 light vehicles sold in Germany in the first quarter and 820,000 sold in the UK. That's all the more amazing considering Germany has a population of 81 million, whilst the UK has 64 million residents. And if you're a supplier company that makes parts and components for Audi, you're going to need to make your operations much more sustainable. The German automaker just introduced a new sustainability rating system last month that rates suppliers based on audits at their facilities, including tours and interviews with employees. Suppliers will be graded on 12 criteria in the environment, social matters, and integrity. The new rating system began with parts and component suppliers for the A3 and the upcoming e-tron electric SUV. Next year, the checks will expand to include service providers and suppliers of machines and equipment. The goal is to do business with suppliers who have a positive rating. If a company receives a negative rating, Audi says it can try and earn that business back, or else. And in other supplier news, the giant German supplier Bosch is about to get a little bit smaller. Reuters reports that it's selling its starters and generators business, which is called SG Holding, to a pair of Chinese companies. The Zhengzhou Coal Mining Machinery Group and China Renaissance Capital Investment are buying the unit for just under $600 million. This is a trend we're seeing in the supplier community. Companies are selling off traditional components to invest in areas where they see higher growth. We'll be back with more about BMW's plans for an electric future.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
By the year 2025, the BMW Group predicts that electrified vehicles will make up about 15-25% of its sales. And here's what's in the pipeline. The first fully electric Mini will come out in 2019. An electric version of the X3 will follow the year after that. And in 2021, we'll get an all-new BMW EV called the iNEXT, which will also be autonomous and have V2V connectivity. All these vehicles will be built at the same plant as the all-electric i3. BMW says it wants assembly plants to make vehicles with combustion engines, plug-ins, and fully electric powertrains at the same time, something we're going to start to see a whole lot more of. And for all you automotive history buffs, here's a place that might interest you. GM just reopened the doors to its birthplace, the Durant Dort Factory 1 in Flint, Michigan. After a years-long restoration process, the building is back up to snuff, with quite a bit of its original wood and brickwork still intact. Anyone can make an appointment to visit Factory 1, which also features event space that can be rented out. But perhaps the best part is the free archive. It has about 100,000 historical documents, photos, and artifacts related to carriage building and early automobile manufacturing, as well as GM history. We'll provide a link for anyone that's interested and more info on Factory One. Coming up next, whoever thought it would be hard to do a sculpture of Alan Mulally because of his teeth?
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Former Ford CEO Alan Mulally is well known as the man who saved the company. But he's also known for his signature smile that never seems to leave his face. On last week's AutoLine After Hours, we were joined by artist and author Don Toko, who is in the process of making a bronze bust of the former CEO. And he told us that sculpting that smile isn't as easy as it looks.
It's rare that you'll see a sculpt, a bust, with teeth. Part of the reason is a lot of times folks don't have teeth that you'd want to replicate. You know, it's one of the things. The other thing is the idea of doing a sculpture with a smile and showing teeth is kind of remarkable because nobody smiles most of the time, except Alan Mulally. I mean, if you've ever seen Alan, I mean, he just, you know, when he received the induction to the Automotive Hall of Fame last July, you know, he walked in at 5:30, and from 5:30 till he was done with, you know, we were done with dinner, he never stopped smiling. I said, how can anybody smile that much? I mean, you start to fall, you know, the things start to crack. So when I said, okay, we're going to do this, but Alan, no teeth. I don't do teeth. He goes, why not? I said, because they're brown.
Yeah, they're bronze.
You bronze them. They're brown, and I don't think they look good. And I could tell he was disappointed. So I said, okay, since I've never done teeth, I don't even know if I can do them, one for one.
Got to be a first time, just like that Buddha head.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So I said, okay, I'll try. And so, you know, we had the countenance, and there was the smile. And so then I, you know, moved the lips up and down and put some clay in there and started to shape teeth. And they actually look, I think they look pretty good. So, you know, when it's cast, he will be smiling forever.
And be sure to join us this Thursday for AutoLine After Hours. Seth Miersma from Motor One, Lindsay Brook from the SAE, and Chester Dawson from the Wall Street Journal will be joining John to share their opinions and insights on what's happening right now in the automotive industry. With that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.